So this guy has a classic diagnosis of idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. On the NVMEs for step one, they can also call this usual interstitial pneumonia. Sounds really fucking weird. That has nothing to do with infection, but usual interstitial pneumonia, UIP, is a broad umbrella term that refers to a progressive scarring of the lungs. Various etiologies, fumes, drugs, autoimmune diseases, but if the etiology is idiopathic, we just simply call that idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. It's classically patients over the age of 50, as with this guy here. And we see that there is a reticular pattern on chest X-ray. That's a huge giveaway. You need to know that reticular slash reticulonodular, that terminology refers to the colloquialism honeycombing, which means pulmonary fibrosis. Okay, so that's a big giveaway here, the reticular pattern. They also tell you the spirometry shows a normal FEV1 over FVC. So in restrictive lung disease, such as with fibrosis, we would have a normal or increased FEV1 over FVC, whereas in obstructive lung disease, such as with COPD or asthma, we'd have a decreased FEV1 over FVC. And also this patient decreased lung capacity. That's consistent with restrictive lung disease. US Emily wants you to know that the reason you get a normal or an increased FEV1 over FVC in restrictive lung disease is due to something called radial traction on the airways. That's always a weird concept when you first hear of it, but the long story short is fibrosis is sticky, right? We could say it's sticky. So if it's sticky on the outside of the airways, when you exhale, your airways might not collapse as readily as they could because there's that stickiness holding them open. That's called radial traction. So that explains why in restrictive lung disease, our FEV1 is greater than in pathologies that are obstructive, such as asthma or COPD. So, looking at some of the other answer choices here, actually, sorry, before I even go there, physical examination shows clubbing. I should just comment that clubbing can be seen in pulmonary disease. You will not see that in asthma. And that's just a reflection of hypoxia, okay? And it can cause glycosaminoglycan deposition, extracellular matrix buildup in the fingers. Why? No fucking idea, okay? But it happens. And clubbing is not specific for pulmonary etiologies. It can occur with congenital heart disease. It can occur with GIT pathology sometimes. It can even be familial, where there's nothing wrong whatsoever. It's just an inherited condition. So, but looking at some of the other answer choices, alveolar septum destruction, that refers to emphysema, where we get a decreased alveolar surface area for gas exchange. Bronchiolar constriction, that would be most consistent with asthma. Bronchiolar dysplasia, obviously, that would be consistent with a pulmonary malignancy. And then bronchiolar mucus secretion, that would be most consistent with chronic bronchitis. So in this patient, answer is just simply interstitial fibrotic change, diagnosis, idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. And also just being aware for step one, once again, that they can call this usual interstitial pneumonia, but it has nothing to do with an actual infective pneumonia. That's it.